we had learned, the Gemara gives three reasons why the Aveire of Nide and Chala and Adlokis Aner are a Sibe of Misa. Imata Mekayim Emoisa Mutov, if you Mekayim these three in Yonim, Vivlav Areini Neitel Nishmasem. So now the Gemara asks, Umayshna Vishas Leidosan. But why is it that Noshim Meisais, we understand already, these are Dvorim Chamurim, which they were given on the condition, if the halachis are observed, so then the Rabbeinu Shloilam is Shomer the Reishis, is Shomer the Ner, is Shomer the Revi'is Dam Shebodom. And if not, not. But why is it that the Einish occurs B'Shas later? So we have a few terutzim in the Gemara to explain this, and it's, each one is a different mahalach. Omar Rove, Nofal Ture Chadad L'Sakine. When the axe falls, it trips and it falls, so then all the shochtim start sharpening their knives. Let us see Rashi. Nafal Ture La'oretz, Shuhu Oymed L'Shchite, a shayer that was Oymed L'Shchite. And now it fell, is Hakel Oymrim, so now everyone says, Chadadu L'Sakine, sharpen your knives, this is an opportune time. He's oimed l'shchite, now he's on the ground, so now is an opportune time to check him. Kach, hoyel v'isra mazolo, mizumenes puranusa lovoy. So it seems from Rove, perhaps we can understand this, Rashi says, weiter in Shabbos, the Gemara Baba Kama says, Odom Islay Mazel. So Rashi weiter says, and after Gimel Amid Beis, Malach Shaloi Umeilitz Olof. There's a Malach that it seems that is, Kimalochov Yitzavaloch Lishmolcho Bechodorochecho. There's a Malach that is taking care of him. Isra Mazlei, so it seems as man when we see someone is in a difficult matzah, it's a raya Isra Mazlei. So Isra Mazlei, that is mezumenes puranusa lovoi. The puranis hold themselves back, cause man the mazel is strong. Isra Mazlei, so then it is as man that puranis are mezumen lovoi. That is Rav's Mahalach. Abaye Omar, Tofis Tirois Amso Bechad Machatcho Lehevi. Let us see Rashi. Tofis Tires Amso. Talbe Pshoyim HaShivcho. When the Shivcho does a lot of Averis. Vekulon Tiloke Bechavota Achas. So when she gets hit already, we'll hit her for all of them. With one zetz, we'll take care of all the pshoim. Tofis, talbe. Tirois, pesha, vahasrosa. Machtero, zahako. Kleima. Ishe, oimedes, li yisurei leido. Now a woman is oimed for yisurim. That's a hako. What's the reason of these yisurim? Al oincho shel chava. This is because of the einish of chava. Be'etzav tel dibonim. So now she's oimed li yisurim. So now min hashemayim, when we're dealing out the yisurim, umitzalfin lo oinshin halbei lo isay malkis. If now the time when we're giving out yisurim, so when mitzaref all other cheshbonis. He says the first malach, it seems, that there's a other mislay mazlo, so that is megan, and without this, the peronius, which are mutalolov, aren't able to come. And the second malach vaistois is a bezundera hashgochem in hashamayim, that when we're giving yisurim, then everything falls into account. It seems that the saying when it rains, it pours, there's a mahalach to this. that b'shas min hashamayim, they bring machalik yisurim, then there's a cheshbin, b'chad machter al hevi. In one clap, they take care of a lot of cheshbainis. Rav Chisda Omar, shavkei l'ravyei d'minav she'nofu. If a person is a shikir, so one doesn't have to push him down, he should fall down. Just wait and he'll fall by himself. Let us see Rashi. Shavki l'ravye, l'shikar einach tzarich l'hapiloi. You don't have to throw down a shikar to push him down. Shu yipar me'elo. He can't keep his own balance, he'll fall himself. Kach ha'isha oimedes leileid mishin isabla. The minute she was muberes, she's oimedes leileid. V'hi tzricha levakesh l'akadosh bochu liftoyach rachmo. So the leido mitzad atzmo is a sakone. You need psichas arechem. Ba'asher u'shom, it's impossible to have a vlad. You need a psichas arechem, a shinui in the teva ha'isha. V'hu nimsa, so you need bakoshes to be zeichet to the psichas rachmo. Vohu nimna vehi meisa mealeo. So mamele, not pshat is like the other pshatim, that the onshim come in this man, isra mazlo, umin hashemayim ve mitzarev. No, it pshat is, a ishim u beretz needs schusim. It doesn't, without schusim, without a shini ateva of psichas arechim, so automatically is meisa. Is mamele, so, you need schusim in Tzimemela. So if there's tainis on her, if there's tvias on her, so she's not zeichet to this psiches orech. This is a third mahalach. Ma'uk ve'omach. Raya chigro. We have a roye that limps. Ve'izi riyato. And we have the goats are very nimble. They run away. So l'chayre, the roye can never make a cheshbin with the izim. They do something wrong, they run away from him. So the marukve says, but there's a time when he'll come to make a cheshbin. Abav chutro mili, babeidori chushbine. But the time they come back, that means the whole day they're frolicking and running around, is good. He's a chiger, and they know how to run. But when we'll come right in front of the deer, the gidra is tzoyim, then when they're coming to him already, then they're under his control, then they'll make a cheshbon. Let us see Rashi. Raya chigra ve'izi rehitin. Kalim l'roitz. The izim can run very quickly. Ve'eino yocha l'hagiyon. He's unable to catch them and to punish them when they do something wrong. But Snishkifela, Abav Chutro Mili. Abav is a loshon above, by the entrance. She bo lifnei gidreis tzoyin, or when they come back to the gidreis tzoyin, shom hu medaber ima lahal koiso al pisha. Vabei dori lebeis adir shel tzoyin boin lecheshben. Then when they come, by the end of the day, when they enter the deer, then they're under his control. Gidrei soim et hageminen chutrin do'on. What is the nimshul? So Rashi says as follows. Kloima, ha'isha kshehi bebrius, pomim shezchuyoiseho toilin, ve'en koyach b'mekatreg lahazkir avoyno. So here Rashi speaks about as a mekatreg. A person creates a mekatreg with his chatoim, but when the schus toile, the mekatreg doesn't even have a koich lahaskir avoyna. Avo mishehigiyo lepesach hasakone, but when she enters the pesach of sakone, utzricho lenisim, and now you need nisim, Shom maskirin avoinoiseo umaiseo imruuyehi loneis imlav. Now, Dachsabe, this is a mishunedike mechudishtike Rashi. Rashi the cheshbon that Rashi says hasotan mekatrek b'shas hasakone. So Rashi says the gevaldik ebir b'shas hasakone one needs nisim and the mele. So there's a new dion, is one deserving of nisim imruyehi l'neisim la. It is a dion if one is eligible, and then there's a dion, and then the sotan seems as a koyach to give an opinion. But to be magdir that later is a shas asakone, and one needs nisim to be nitzel from the later, that actually is a meira dike chiddush. Rav Moshe in Igros Moshe Yeredei Chelek Bei Simenai in Dalet, he speaks about a shaila if isha is permitted to induce labor. So Rav Moshe says as follows: Leida bizmano loynechshav lesakone klal. It's not considered a sakone. The ma'ache shekein bor Hashem yizboch es ha'olam sheyifru v'yirbu bevadai bore after seder olam sheyir lebroche v'loy lesakone. Ve'en hakodesh boruch hu mitzave likonis lesakone. The Rebbeinu Shalom will never give a mitzvah to go on to sakone. V'hainu sheyivtiach Hashem yizboch shlo yirbu zeh sakone. This is the avtoch of the Rebbeinu Shalom. A leida bizmano is not a sakone. Shaloi bizmano, he says, fakir, then we don't have this haftoche, and there, fakir, so therefore he asks, unless there's different cheshbonis, that there's a cheshbon, if one will wait, b'shas leida will be a sakone, then it's a different cheshbon. Abastamazoi, to be magdim, bizman leida, he says, then one is, and that there's no haftoche, and then it is a dover a sakone. And he brings down our Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara says, no, Shemesa, so he says, no, that's for the Averis what they're doing, but not on Tetzim Leide. But this Rashi is Moiridik Mechudish Tiktach Sechmer. Rashi teaches up Leide, he gie le Pesach HaSakone, utzricha le Nisim, nemruyi le Nisim Lav, it's a Moiridik Rashi. How could there be a Chiv Bechlal? Bechlal and Ishi is not Metzuvam Piriya Verivye. How could there be such a din lehikones lesakone? Ain't so imchen ala nes. It's a meirdike mechudish de kerashi. Rav Pope Omar, abav chenvoso nefishi achai umerachmai. By the door of the chanus, there's a lot of friends, a lot of brothers. Above bizyoni, but by the door of the poor person, loy achai v'loy rachmi. Let us see, what does Rashi say? So Rashi says as follows. Rashi says, abov chen voso nefishi achai merachmi. Lepesach hachanus, shemechalkim boi mezoynes, v'yesham oysher, where it is plentiful, harbei achim, v'harbei oyhavim, yei, shakel nasim oyhavim, a person who's Avatrin and Mechalik Mamoina, he has a lot of friends. Merachmai Oyhavim. Abav Vizyoinai, Bimokim Shiesh Hefsid Vaoini, there he's all alone, Loy Achai Voloy Merachmai. Kach, Bishas HaSakone, again Rashi says this is a Shas HaSakone, Huzro Hura Mazlo Vachshivuso, V'chodlu praklitin shalo. He said the praklitin are melitze yoisha when things are going good, when things are with ashiris, when it's tokif mazlo, then the praklitin, but when things are going isra mazlo, isra chshivuso, then the praklitin also are not mishtadl so much for her. That is Rav Pope's bio. Zuk the Gemara weiter. V'gavri heichi mivdike. So we see this is anhoge by noshim. By noshim, it seems the shas leide, that is a zman, when there's a cheshben al koponim on the previous avoinis. V'gavri heichi mivdike. When is there a shas kitrug or a shas din an anoshim, an schorim? Omer ish lokish b'sho sh'oivrim al ha-gesha. When they go over a bridge. So Moshe and the Ha'ore says that this bridge is not speaking about a bridge that it is a sakone. This bridge is a chveis. They want baidik the bridge, it's difficult. The bridges those days weren't too safe, and they weren't, it was doshim by rabbim. They went over that bridge, and the bridge l'maisa wasn't such a safe bridge. It's b'shoah sh'oivrim ala gesher, sammeile, that's a zman b'dike. So the Gemara is gesher v'suloi, that's it. Gemara says, eima ke'ein gesher. Another matzah, which is equivalent to a gesher. Let us see Rashi. Vegavri heich mivdiki, maisim shalahem, lahaskir avoinam uzachusam, ke'en gesher, kol mokeim sakone, kigoin kir notui. Also, Ramesh explains, it is speaking about that, stosha boy rabim, shame epsoyim Hashem, but it's, this wall was leaning there a few years already. Who knows when it's going to fall? Aber it's difficult. We go underneath it. V'yoytzei l'derech. Aber these are matzovim of sakone, and then that's a zman of b'dike. Rav loy over b'mavro di Yosef be'akum. Rav would never go in a ship when there's a goy in the ship. Why? Omar dume mifked lei dine olei umatfisne bade. The ship is a shtikel mokim sakone, and this guy mistame has a bigger peckle than I have. And if the peckle is already on him, so now the nissen that I should be nitzel, that he wasn't soimer on such schusim. That was Rav's judgment. Shmuel loy over elo b'mavro de izbeyakim. Pumfakel. Shmuel would only go on the ship if there's a goy there. Omar sitno betrei umi loy sholit. The satan does not work on two fronts at the same time. So, fakert. So we have to take two umis into consideration. So memeila fakert, the satan won't be mekatrig if two umis are involved. Let us see Rashi. Dilma mifked nochi dina al chatov, umatfisne bahadai, and I'll be gechapt, I'll be kneading together with this guy. Mavre svine sha'ivrin boasano. So that was the drachim of Rav and Shmuel. Rabbi Yanai did not look at the passengers. He didn't look yidin, goyim. Bodik va'ova. He just looked bodik ha-svinish le'yei boneket. That the svinish should be a ganse svinish. If the svinish mitzad atzmoi is a sound svinish, a memela, then he went in. But if it's not a sound svinish, then he would not go in. Abyame le'tameh. The omar lo'ilom al yameid odom b'mokim sakone lo'imar sh'oisin lo'ines. Shema ein oisin lo'ines. B'moysen loy nes, menakin loy mischu yoysov. That's the mirror. Moshe mutchet zich zeer stark over here. It would seem there's three mahalten. Rav looked at the passengers. Shmuel also looked at the passengers. Okay, there was a cheshbon with passengers. There was two outlooks. Rav Yanai bodik va'ova. Rav Yanai looked at if the ship is a hole in it, it's a sakone. Rab Yanai letaimei da'oma lo'ilom al yamei da'odam b'mokim sakon aloimim sh'oisun lo'ines shema inoisun lo'ines. So memeila, so someone disagrees with this? Me'monavshech, if it's something to be chayish that there's a nekev in the ship, so me'im Rav and Shmuel weren't chayish, me'im the the Moshe that survives by a tzorchin and the Ha'oris, what's Rabbi Yanai l'taimei? This is another muskim, al kochach. One of the two, you don't have to be chayish. Some of the ship was going, was making many trips, well, why do you have to call them? There's a hole in the ship? So it's not Rabbi Yanai l'taimei. The Gemara is very shver. Al koponim, the Gemara brings the memory from Rabbi Yanai, as al yamei d'onim b'mokim sakona loimer sha'oisin loines, Shema ain oisin loines. That is a different anhoge. That means he's putting himself in a matzev that he needs gewaldig yeschusim and ishtadlis. He needs shinei ateva. Could be shinei ateva. He's not. He won't be zoiche to shinei ateva. Vim oisin loines. Menakim loy mezuchu yosef. Mefarshim say even though there's a klaus chal mitzvah bahai al meleket. So what if Shat Menachelim is Chuyosef? How could you deduct his Zachias for this Taiva? You don't pay this world. We don't pay for mitzvahs. So the Mefarshim say that is Dafke the Hashpah le Taiv Miderech Hateva. That does not one does not deduct the Schal Mitzvah from the Tivius for the natural Hashpah is the natural Schal which exists on this world. But if we're going to Derech Nisim, so it's Ashini Yateva already, that is, that one, they will deduct the Schusim of the Mitzvahs in order to make Ashini Yateva. Rashi Bodhi Kasvinish Leyeheba Nekev, Menachem Poichsin, they deduct, so Memele it is not Kedai. Omar Rabchonin Maikro, that the schusim are deducted because of the nisim. Yaakov Avinu said, "Kotainti mikol achsodim mikol haemes." Rashi says, "Hukdenu v'nismatu zechu yosai b'shvil achsodim asher osisa." So we see that the schusim become deducted because of the nisim. Rashi says, Shemanasheves boy haruach d'roimis chazoke, was a chveis, a hurricane, a tornado, hamapeles choimis v'yekeres ilones. So in such as man, he would not go lebeine dikli under the trees, shloi yapil haruach dekel olof. This is already This is his machlis himself in the sakone. Omer Rab Yitzchak bereid Rab Yehuda. Lo'olam yevakesh odom rachmim shelo yechle. That he shouldn't become sick. Shim yechle, because once he's sick already, there's a different parsha already. Oimrim loy haveis chus vihipota. Then it seems there's a seder that tefillah helps, and then there's a seder that one needs tzchusim. After one is sick already, then oimrim loy havei tzchus vehipot. Then one needs tzchusim. Tefillah is not masking. Omar ma'ukve maikro. Where do we see such a yesod that after there was chal on someone amidus hadin, that one already needs tzchusim to be rescued from it? Says ki yipel hanoifel mimenu lohovi raya. So let's see Rashi. Mimenu lohovi raya ma'acher shuhu noifel. Now that this person is in a matzav of a noifel, so ich limtzoi mimenu umimaisov raya lischus. Then he has to, others say he has to be mechadish nuschusim. Bal Kaponim, Tefillah Vaistois is a different Seder. Tefillah perhaps is this Cheshbainus with Schusim Acherim. But there, Shim Yechla, Oymer Mloy, Hovei Schus, Vehi Poter. Other Shtelzu, the Gemore, in Broches, Cheskiyo HaMelech, when he was sick, even though it seems Chaval at a Taina, but he was ma'ira the schusim that he was mekayim. There's a psadin bishas yechla hove schus. He has to show the schusim that he has to be nitzel. Tone devei Rabbi Shmuel a different pshat. Ki yipel hanoifel mimenu roi zelipel misheishes shimei bereishes. When the zman peronius comes, so already it was written down, this man, when he should be a noifel. Sharei loy nofel. he didn't fall yet, because of Korei Neufel, Ki Yipel HaNeufel, he's called HaNeufel already. The Torah is relating an incident which as yet didn't occur. Elishim Megalvum, Schus Al Yedei Zakai, Techoiva Al Yedei Chai. So Rashi says, Misheishe Shimei Bereishit, Techsiv, Koirei Hadoirois Miroish. The Rabbi Nishleilam knows what will occur in all the later generation. Sheniglu lefonayav hadoirei sumaseyem uzman puranusam. Shrek shenitne toire adayin leinofalze. Vakosav koroi neufel. He's already called a neufel because it is written down there will be a neufel. Is mimenu. So the first pshat was mimenu is going on the neufel. The real pshat is going from the gag. But Chazal Adashni, it's going on the Neufel, or it's going on the Balagag. Ayidechayev balabayezesh loikiyim mitzvah smak. So Mamel, there's a klal of megalgulim choyva ayidechayev, that even though it was nigza that he should be a Neufel, but the oifen haperonius came about through him. Tana Rabon, mi shechola venota lomus. Oimrim loy hisvado. So we suggest to him he should say vidui. Shekain kol amumosim isvado. Person is oimid before the misa, there's an inyan to say vidui. Shekain derech kol amumosim isvadim. So Rashi says, oimrim ha'oimdim shom. Those who are standing there. Kedisnam b'sanhedrin, shekol amisvadim yesh loy chaylek loy lamabo. Shkeim atzinu ba'ochon, shama lo Yeshua b'perek nigmar adin. Adam yoytze l'shuk, if a person is going out, l'shuk tachsachmeh means the marketplace, so you should realize it's not poshet. Yidoyme ba'enov kemi shen nimsa l'sardyet. Yankelem Sasadjit is Sar Hedjit. He was given over to a policeman that he should expect a court case pretty soon. How will this occur? Sarashi says, Lashuk, Mitsuyim Sham, Merivais, Ubaleidinim, Nachim, V'Yisraelim. That was Lashuk, the marketplace, or there was many involvements over there, and he's meeting with a different types of people. So he should expect that. Mustami should be magdim tfila litzore. Chosh beroishoi. If he has a small headache, chosh beroishoi. Choshe ba'alme. Meichush kal. That is the taich. Chosh beroishoi. So Meir Teres Chaim in Shvuis. Teres Chaim says on the Gemara, chosh beroishoi yasek v'teire. So the Teres Chaim asks, first of all, one is not permitted to be merape b'divrei Torah. So he just says, the taich of chosh b'roishe, like this Rashi, echshosh b'alma, meichush b'alma, a meichush kals, doesn't fall into the gather of refuah. Then he brings a rai, because if he really has a headache, how could he learn then? It's very difficult to learn. Aba al koponim, the chosh b'roishe, the chshosh, the meichush kals, it's a simen. Yedayme ba'enav kemish and asnu b'koyla. He was put into prison. That is already a simen as memonfone. All olamita. But if the sicknesses became more serious, now he's nofal amishkov, v'nofal. He's bedridden. Yedayme be'enav kamay she'elu legardom lidayim. He should picture it that this matzav is anofa lemishkov is equivalent to elu legardom. Gardom was the mokim harig already. Shekol ha'elu legardom lidayim. If one is by the gardom already, so then is em yeshloi paklitim gedoylim nitzel. Vim lav einay nitzel. Then when one is by the Galdim ready, one needs Paklitim Gedoylim. So the Mephoshim say there, it seems there's other Paklitim. That's Kimalochov Yitzavaloch Lishmolcha Bachodra Checha, there are Malochim which are Shaimrim, which are Malitza Yoisha for the person. But that's for the daily life. When now, when one is a matzav of Oyla Legardom, then these Malochim are not sufficient to get him out of this blotter. Now he needs Paklitim Gedolim. Bimlav Einay Nitzel. Ve'elu hein praklitim shel odom tshuve umaisim toivim. These two, the Marsha says from this Gemara, the Mashmois is like the Divrei Mekubolim, that every mitzvah a person does, he creates a malach toiv that's a melech for him. Ki malachav yitzav aloch lishmoch is the malachim the Rabbein Shalom sent. This comes along. This is what the Rabbeinu Shloim gives. These are poshet the praklitim. These are not praklitim gedolim. That what the person creates through his maisim toivim, that is praklitim gedolim. Vafilu teisha meyos v'tishim v'tisha, the 999 malachim melamdim olav chayva. They are mekatrig on him. Ve'echod melamed olav schus, and there's one malach that is melamed schus that is sufficient that nitzali can be rescued with this melitza yesh. Shenema im yesh olav malach melitz echod mini olav. If there's one malach, he's echod mini olav, one out of 1,000. There's 999 against him. Lahagid laodam yoshre v'chenenu v'yema podeyu mirede shahs. That's one malach is sufficient. If you can get this malach, Rabbi Lezer b'noi shab yoseh glili yoimel, a greater chiddush. In this malach alone, that is a melech yosha. In this malach alone, afilu teisha meyos v'tishim v'tisha ba'isay malach l'chayva. In this malach alone, there are 999 tzdodim l'chayva. The pu'ula that he had done. So there's 999 chalokim of ra. Ve'echad l'schutz. But in this pu'ula, there's one chalik that is l'schutz. Nitzel. Shenema melitz echad minei olav. So Be'etzim, the Pasuk tells us two chedushim. Im yesh olav malach echad mini olav, and in this malach, there's a melech, the tzad, that is melech is echad mini olav, is also, that could be sufficient to be matzalim. Zot Rashi, doime kemoishen nimsa lesardyoit, loilichoi lifnei ha-shoifet. Chosh bereishik shoshabal mameichesh kal nasnu bekoila havetzvei mishenim salasalgi. This is already a more chamodike matzav. Vegeruah meoila legaldam, but this is not yet the matzav of oila legaldam. Shein donim shom elo lahariga. Al silchein chamo. There one needs a big avla in order to be oila legaldam. Betzorich praklitim gdolim. That one needs praklitim gdolim. Olo lemito, shecholo halbei, shetzorich lalo is velipo lemishkov, is bedridden. Ve'elu hein praklitin, shebehen rotzi lebezne sholmailo, shuve umaisim toivim. Ve'oisei malach shemelitz olof schus, v'hu echod mini olof, Vafilu hu atzmoi meid olav choyva. Nitzel va'acha shel schus. Shenema melitz echad mini olav. Bimlitzosi shel malach in the melitza alone. Einai ela achas mei olav. Lahagid yoshoi. Umash shamalach ha-melitz have echad mini olav. Is also outnumbered 999 to 1. Da malach siv, michlal da hashad, is malach echot. Michlal da hashad, magidim olav choyva. El midlach siv, im yesh olav melitz malach echot. That means it would say melitz first, so it seems the melitz is this malach echot. Ikol midrashay not as malach meilitzechad min yolef. A malach va malitza. Then in the malitza goof, it's also echad min yolef. Tano rabbono al shalai shaveirais noshim meisais yoldais. And that is like our mishneh yoldais b'shas leida. Rabbi Loza oimer noshim meisais yaldais. Yaldois is a different shot. What does Rashi say? Yaldois, b'shas leidoson. Sholeish aveirois, hanach demas nisen. Yaldois, b'achurois, b'afilu sheloi b'shas leida. Filu sheloi b'shas leida, they're also meiseis. I think the Ben Yoyoda says that could be the einish is because after the chasene, they fear sich vi Yaldois, that means before the chasne, so he says the neiris and the chale and the zehiris and yonini, there was not negay of them. So memela, after the chasne, they're acting like yaldois. They're not accepting on themselves the achayis of nesuin, which is machayiv them in these three and yonim. Neither the chal of adlokas aner, so memela it's a mida kineged mida that noigais ki yaldais is meisis yaldais. Rav Acha Omer, the yaldais is a different cheshbon. Ba'avoin shemechapsois tzoyas bneiyim. It seems that they have young children and it seems they wash the clothes achsach mir that there's tzoyah. That the Pesachtikol Nisoyin, and because of the Schilul Shabbos, that's why Meisis Yaldois. V'yesh Oimrim al Shekoirin Lo'orin HaKoidish Arono. They call, score an under Zach, that they call the Orin HaKoidish Arono. So what is wrong with that? Arono kacho yukoirin migdolei shalahem. They used to call the closets, they used to call Aron. Let us see, the Aron HaKadosh Aron, that's the same Gemara later, and Keren Oisai Aron HaKadosh. There's a machlokes, what is the Aveira over here? What is wrong? The Machzis HaShekel wants to say pshat, that the chesaron is that arono in Aramish is a terminology that is used for a poshet closet. Orain in Lashon HaKodesh could be kailo, it could be a closet, it could be an Oren HaKodesh also. But arono in Aramish speaks about only a poshet closet. That's how the word arono is. So if a person will call an Oren HaKodesh Arono, so that means they don't recognize that this closet is different than all other Mekoimis, there's a Sefer Torah inside, so that's called Psabchine of Dvar Hashem Bozo. This is Dvorim HaMukadoshim, which you're degrading. You're saying, there's Hamabdul ben Kodesh L'Chayil. Kodesh and Chayil is not the same. If a person takes a Dover Kodesh and he says it's Arone, there's no difference, it's an Oren like any other pieces of, like any other closets, any other pieces of furniture, that is degrading a Dover Shal Kedusha, and therefore is Meisis. Others, the Magen Avraham wants to say, that not the chesaron is not the aramish arono. Orin is also wrong. One should not say orin. One should specify orin hakodesh. That there's a shikol mashmois from Rashi like that. Orin hakodesh arono and kairin oisay orin hakodesh. Rashi would seem afilu in lashon hakodesh. Orein is also a degrading terminology because one should say Orein HaKodesh to specify that there's Kedusha in the Orein. According to this Mahalach, the Mephoshim ask a kasha, the Magen Avraham ask a kasha, the Tosfos will bring a Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara says, Oren v'tish, tishe v'oren mitztarfen. There the shayla is that he could be mitzarev to Oren HaKadosh Taminyan. So the Gemara says, tishe v'oren mitztarfen. So you see, Chazal called an Oren HaKadosh Oren. So Memeila, what's will man da von der Yidene da? So the Magen Avraham is not too clear, but others say the Magen Avraham means to say that derech limud shani. It could be derech limud shani is because by limud is a din one should be mekatzer. So memele, so there is no taine why he didn't mention Oren HaKadosh. By limud one should be mekatzer. So Memele, so there's no, it's not called he was degrading the Orem by just mentioning Orem. But Tamazai, when Noshim speak, or we'll see later, Amaratzim speak, then there's a time that they should specify that this is a Choshiva Orem, and by the calling it a Stam Orem is Memele, that's Meseis. Let us see Taisvis. Al Shekoirin La Orem HaKadosh Arona. So now Taisus did not know which is this Oren HaKadosh. So first Taisus wanted to think that it's the Oren that Bezalel made. Loi Oren she'osa Bezalel koma, the mistoma loi hoyu maskirim she'hoyu lifnei kamashonim. Who spoke about that Oren? She'nignaz bebayis harishin. Who spoke about that Oren? Elo lo Oren she'bebeis haknesis. The Oren she'bebeis haknesis, they did not mention with the correct respect. Avol gav de bechol duchti kori lei teiva, kedisnan ha'oiva lifnei ha'teiva, ha'yoyre lifnei ha'teiva, ha'ymeri ashkir ha'nami de kori lei oren, kedam ha'pishe ve'oren mitztarfen. The Chaydesh Ha'oviv says he doesn't understand Taisus. He was always under the impression that teiva is one thing and oren is another thing. Oren is the heichol, that's what the mokim of the Sefer Torah is. The teiva is the mokim they used to daven, ha'yoyre lifnei ha'teiva. Advised by Tzorchian and Taisus. Taisus weiss Taisus, Hayel of Nea Teve means used to daven, weiss, in front of the Yoram Kodesh. Zog the Gemara weiter. Tanya Rav Yishmoel ben Elozer Oymer, Be'ovoin shnei dvorim amei ha'arotzois meisim, al shekoirim lo'orein ha'kodesh aroner, al shekoirim le'beis ha'kneses beis om. Amir de Kigemore. Also how wide the Dvar Hashem Bozo goes. This is everything falls into the category of Dvar Hashem Bozo. A Beis HaKnesses is called Beis Om. Rashi says, Loshen Bizui. Shem is Kapsa is Boy HaKoyel. Everyone, a place where everyone gets together. Yaakov Avinu said, Ein Zaki in Beis Alekim. We come to the Beis HaLakim. It's not a Mokim HaMeshutav also. Not we come and the Rabbein Shalom comes. It's the Beis HaLakim. We're entering our Beis HaLakim Nalech Barogish. We're entering the Beis HaLakim. The Hashkofe that this is a Beis Om, a place where one can get together socially or even just calling it, not being Makir, the Kedushas HaMokim, is Amaratzim Meisim. Tanya Rabbi Yosi Aimer Shloishe Bitkei Misa Nivru Beishe. He says there are in this man Leide, there are three inyonim that there are bedikis, there are investigations, this man Leide, if the Leide will go Keshure. Omri lo Shloishe Divkei Misa. Shloisha dvorim, which the misa is dovuk to the isha. Nida v'chala v'adlokas aner. What is the difference, bitkei or divkei? Chodek rabbalozo. V'chodek rabbono. That means the shaila is if you goyres yodis or yaldois. If you goyres yodis, it's bitkei. If you goyres yaldois, it's divkei. What does Rashi say? Bitkei. Mise avoine shabaitkin oison behen bishasakone kerabonon da omri yodais divkei shemedavkin umekarden misa lifneizmano kerabolozo de toni yaldais. Tanya Rab Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer, Hilchais Hegdesh Trumais Umaisres. The halachas of Hegdesh Trumais Umaisres hein gufei teure. These are dvorim muchanegeya isurim deyeraise v'nimsoru la'amei horetz. And they're in the hands of an Am HaOretz. What does that mean? So Rashi says, v'nimsoru la'amei horetz, shleimosru lebezdin. Bezdin was never instructed. Limnois shaimrim ledovo. That one, that there should always be mashgichim to find out. V'hemina teira es kol odom aleihem. The teira trusted everyone. V'hein hein gufei teira. Shechaveirem oichlen piton. Achava eats the pass that an amoretz made. V'saimchem and they rely. Shenito mimeno chalo utrume umaisres. So memele, so Tzrashi seems Rashi in Gittin Dav Beis Amad Beis, which Rashi brings the Rai, Dechol Nema Bisurim, so Rashi says, because one could always rely and eat by everyone, Rashi in Yevomis, Rashi in Gittin, here Rashi seems to say the same thing. The Torah said one can rely on even on Am HaOretz. One can rely that even though it's Negeya, an Einish of Misa B'dei Shemayim, it's Einish of Tevel, Al Kaponim, we rely on them. The Hegdish, how does Hegdish come in? Nami Mosa l'kol Odom l'Hagdish. Everyone is able to be Magdish. V'chal Hegdish al pi kol Odom. Anyone who's Magdish, it will become Hegdish. V'hein, nu, chal, is also not so poshit. L'chayre, there was a Cheskas Chulin, who says b'chlal the Isa had a Shia. Truma Maisres, no, Mestame, normally there's a Gmar Meloche, there is a Chiv Truma Maisres. But Hegdish is taki very schwer. Hegdish, something has a Cheskas Chulin. Why should one think, why should one call him that he was Magdishit? Rashi says it's also, we rely on the Am HaOretz. I should think about such a thing. It's not relying on the Moritz. I don't know if the Zuki Reyes Eloi Marzakine. V'hein gufei teira shinitzrichen lochoish b'metalfulim shema higdishoi. We should be afraid maybe it was Magdish v'chozaboy. And the Avavol Pikei, so we have here gufei teira which are nimsa la'am Moritz. It's like the Rashi. We see we don't rely on Amoratzen. So we see we don't rely on Amoratzen. The Torah was Mamin Amoret. The Rabbi Shimon Gamliel speaking about what the Torah was Mamin. The Rabbi Zayim Meforshim Hilchais Hegdish Kigoyin Yayin L'Nesochim. Perhaps they wanted a favor in this ha'ore that Hegdish is tamzei no shayla. Hilcha is Hegdish. That we rely on the Amoret that the Yayin is royal in the Sochim. That means there are many inyonim of Tume which could passel the Yayin. And we're saymech on that. Kedem meforish b'chayme b'kaydish. Sha'amei oretz nemonim olov. You trust an Amoret afilu midarabonot. Because so that be'etzem already is a chiddush. That be'etzem there are many opportunities that the yayin could become tomei, and there are many halachas that the amoretz doesn't know. Afal pikem, we trust the amoretz, and we assume if any shaila will arise, we'll go and ask a shaila. That's like a chiddush. Because imi the rabbonon koma the choshiv ma'idem nu rabbonon. So if he's speaking about tumen tare. That we rely on the Maratzim. Havlele misni tumis amaisis. The Rabbonu lo himnu. If we're already speaking about this inyan, which the Rabbonu were mamin also, so mamelus are tumis amaisis, they weren't mamin. Tanya Rabbi Nosson oimer. Ba'avoy nidorim meiso isho shalodo. A husband makes a neder He's not mekayim the neder. Is meisa isha shalodim. Shenema. Im ein lecha leshalem. You're not meshalem. You're not mashlem the neder. Lama yikach mishkavcha mitachtecha. Zogt Rashi. Im ein lecha leshalem. Oilois. Vehegdeshe shetidar. Mishkavcha ishtecha. So Rav Nosson learned that this posik is speaking about that Rav Nosson learned ba'avoy nedorim meisa isha shalodom. Rabbi Yoimer ba'avoy nedorim bonim meisim k'shehen k'tanim. What seems that Rabbi is choylik, so the Rosh Hashanah seems to learn, we'll see, that ba'avoy nedorim bonim meisim k'shehen k'tanim. The Einish is bon of meisim. Shenema al titein espicho lachti es psorecho ועל תאימר לפני המלאך כשקוגעי, לומו יקצוי ולקים על קוילךו וחיבל אסמייסי ידךו. It's because of your coil, you will lose, you will destroy מייסי ידךו. איזה הן מייסי ידוב של אדם, הבי אימר בונוב ובנויסוב של אדם. So you have here a מחלקס of רבי in Rav Nosson. What the Einish is of Bittul Nedorim. Rashi, al titein es picho, beneder, lachti es psolcho, lachayiv es bonecho. We see the Bach says, ein betoisus reishper kadayonim, na bekivege also teichens zu te toisus reishper kadayonim. Toisus reishper kadayonim asks a stire from that gemore to a gemore. The Gemara in Shavuos Hadayonim says as follows. Al titein es picho lachte es psorecho. So the Gemara says, the avoin of Shavuos, if a person swears a Shavuos sheker, is not only his nenash, kol mishpachtoi meisa. Because it says, mi psorcho al tisalein, so psorcho goes on mishpachtoi. So Taisus and Shavuos asks Sakasha, so there the Gemara says that it's talking about the Avoyin Shavuos, and the Mishpoch is Nenash. And our Gemara says that speaking about Avoyin Nedorim, Bonov of Noisov is Nenash. So Taisus says, because the Pasuk is speaking about two Inyonim. Al Titin es Picho Lachta es Pesolcho, speaking about Shavuos, and the Mishpoch is Nenash. And then later it says in the Pasuk, Lo ma yikzev alakim al koylecho, v'chibel al es maise yodecho. So here we are speaking about koylecho, speaking about nedorim, and maise yodecho, speaking about bon av obnois of shalodom. That's how Tosfos says. So therefore they mean to ask am Rashi. Rashi said that picho is speaking about Nedorim, and Psolcho is also speaking about Bonov of Bnoisov. So according to Rashi, we'll have the Kasha from the Gemara and Shavuos Hadayon. Lifnei HaMalach, Gizbol Shel Hegdish. Kishkoge, you'll excuse yourself for the Gizbol, you say, Bishoigik Kofatzti Linder, I was impulsive, I made a neder legavoya, v'lo yashalim, but I have no intentions of paying. Al koylecho bishvil koyl nedorecho. Tana rabon. Ba'avoy nedorim boni meisim divrei rabelezer berab shimen. Rab Yehuda hanosi yoimer ba'avoy bitl teire. Mishloim elamando omer ba'avoy nedorim kedamor. How's the posik? Lama yikzev alakim al koylecho. So we see there that bon of meisim. El olaman diyom al ba'avoyin bitul teire. Maikro. So betvege brings down the Yerushalm. Masech the Skala. The Skala says, Vatishkach teire salikecho, eshkach bonecho gam oni. But Taisi the Gemara brings a different posik. Chsiv. Lashov ikesi es b'neichem. Lashov ikesi es b'neichem. You think it exists? There's no reason for it. Musa loy lakachu. That you didn't learn Torah. So memele, that is That is the reason. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak omar, leman diyomar b'avoy nedorim nami mehoche. Avoy nedorim, we could also learn from this pasuk. La shavi kesi, because of nidrei shav. You were made nedorim and you weren't mekayim them. Alis kesav. Fine. Zut the Gemara, michdei, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi Hainu Rebbe. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi and Rebbe were the same person. So now, here it said that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi said, that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi said, Ba'avoyim bitul Teire, Nischeilik and Rabbi Lezer b'Rab Shimon. And before we heard, Rabbi said, Ba'avoyim nidorim bonim meisim k'shen k'tanim. So here he holds like before he held like Rabbi Elazar b'Rab Shimon, and here he's chaylik on Rabbi Elazar b'Rab Shimon. He says bonim meisim b'avoyim bitul Torah. So that's the Gemara's kash. Mechdei Rabbi Yehuda Anosi haynu Rabbi v'Rabbi b'avoyim nedorim komar. So the Gemara answers boser d'shomim Rabbi Elazar b'Rab Shimon pligi bo. No, boser d'shomim Rabbi Elazar b'Rab Shimon. After he heard from Rabbi Elazar b'Rab Shimon, that Rabbi Elazar b'Rab Shimon said, "Ba'avoyin edorim," so then he was made. So b'emesin, it's very schwer. The Gemara Vayisa is punkfakel. The Gemara says, "Tana Rabbonon ba'avoyin edorim bonim meisim dibre Rabbi Elazar b'Rab Shimon." Rabbi Yehuda, so he heard from Rabbi Elazar b'Rab Shimon that ba'avoyin edorim. And on this Rabbi Elazar b'Rab Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda also yoyim ba'avoyin bitul Torah. So what is the Gemara answering? Boso de shomei me Rabbi Elazar b'Rab Shimon. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi. La shavi keisi, bitmiya v'chi b'china mi keisi, einam elo b'shvil hamusa, dahainu teire loy lakochu, loy lomdu. I didn't learn teire, loshin lekach, ki lekach teire. Al iskei shav sheshikru benedreim v'dami leshvut. Frag the Gemara v'abavoy nedorim oma bebraise kamaise. And here he says al vitol teire. Mishani ahi kamaise. The first bereise that Rebbe said that meisim machmas nedorim. Bosar hach itma. This is said after he said this. What happened? The mikara omar ba'avoyin bitul teire. Ubosar de shama mi rabbi lozor de shama mi rabbi shimin avuo. Duhu rabbi de rabbi ba'avoyin edorim omar ihu nami hochi. So the Mashal says, what is Rashi saying over here? After he heard from rabbi lozor de shama mi rabbi shimin avuo du rabbi de rabbi. So Rashi, so the Mashal says, Rashi heard this kasha. What is pshat that after he heard from Rabbi Elazar b'Rab Shimon, he was moide that b'avoy nedorim bonim meisi. The Baraisa says nitazay. The Baraisa says b'avoy nedorim divrei Rabbi Elazar b'Rab Shimon. Rabbi Danai shayim b'avoy bitul teire. So Rashi answered as follows. The Baraisa was like this. Rabbi Elazar, the son of Rab Shimon, said b'avoy nedorim bonim meisi. That was Rabbi Elazar said it. That was not a reason for Rabbi Yehuda to be made. Rabbi Yehuda Anosi, Rabbi Elazar is Rabbi Elazar. He's a contemporary of Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yehuda Anosi said, "Ba'avoyin bitul Torah." But then later, Rabbi Elazar told him, "You know, this is not my shtick Torah. I heard this from my father, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Elazar, but Rabbi Shimon is not only telling us the yichus, whose son he was. Rabbi Elazar, but Rabbi Shimon told him." I heard this from my father, Rab Shimon. Oh, that was another story already. If he heard it from his father, Rab Shimon, Rab Shimon was already the Rebbe of Rebbe, of Rabbi Yehuda Anosi. So then if Rab Shimon said that b'avoy nedorim, he said he was mevatel daite, omar ihu nami yochi. So therefore he also said that b'avoy nedorim boni meison, he was chaylik. Zakti Gemara weiter. Pligi bo Rabchiye bar Abe v'Rab Yoise. He's a machloikis Rabchiye bar Abe v'Rab Yoise. Chad Omar ba'avoin mezuzah. That bonim meisim ba'avoin mezuzah. V'chad omar v'avoyin b'tul toira. Now, where do we have these mekoires? L'man d'yomar v'avoyin mezuzah mikro nidrash lefonov v'lifneifonov. That the we darshan the posik l'man yirbu yemeichem. So the he darshans l'man yirbu yemeichem is going on what? Savta mal mezuzah is beisecho v'isharecho l'man yirbu yemeichem. But on limud ha'teire v'limata mo'isem es b'neichem, it's not going on limud ha'teire. Ba'avoy mezuzah, only ba'avoy mezuzah. If there'll be chsavta ba mezuzah v'isach v'ishrech, then l'man yirbu yemeichem. If there won't be limud ha'teire, there won't, that's no stira to yirbu yemeichem. Nidrash lefono, v'leir lifnei fono. L'man da'omar ba'avoyin bitl teire, mikra nidrash lefono, v'lifnei fono. Sagt Rashi. Mikra nidrash l'man yirbu yemeichem v'imei v'neichem. Nidrash lefono. It's going on the posik before. Koi akro delekame. It's going on the posik before. The mishtoi b'mezuzah. The loylif neipono. It's not going on the right, the one before that. Blimata moisam es b'neichem. He also is going with neipono. Vavavoyin bitl toire koma. Both. Zog teismus. Mikro nidrash lefono v'lif neipono. Taima l'ri, b'peire kama de kdushin, the omar kol mitzvah sasei, shazman grome, noshim apoto. Because we learn now from limud ha'teire. By limud ha'teire it says, limatem oisom es b'neichem, and then, tfilin is hukish to limud es b'neichem, v'loi es b'neiseichem. So we see that noshim apoto from limud ha'teire. And tfilin is hukish to limud ha'teire. And tefillin is a mitzvah sasei shazman grom, it's not noig b'shabbos. So therefore, so noshim apotah from kol mitzvah sasei shazman grom. Uporich, so that's the whole mekoyer, that noshim apotah from mitzvah sasei shazman grom, because we're makish tefillin to teire. Uporich, frek the gemore, v'nakish mezuzah letal meteire. So just like you're makish tefillin, because it's written one next to the other, let us be makish mezuzah l'talmud Torah. Perish, v'lifteri noshim in mezuzah. So noshim should be part of a mezuzah also. Ki heiche de p'tiri mitalmud Torah. That's the Gemara's kashi. Meshani lo yisal kedaitach. You can't say that noshim are part of a mezuzah. D'chsiv l'man yirbu yemeicha. The Torah is telling us what brings about Arichas Yomim, L'man Yirbu Yemeichem, Oto Gavri Boi Chaye, Noshi Loi Bo Chaye. So since it seems this is a reason for the mitzvah, this reason applies for Noshim also. V'hashtof Rektach Toisves. So if you're using this cheshbon to prove that Noshim Achaye v'mezuzah, v'hashtof koi nami atalmud Torah. The Gemara says, over here, l'man yirbu yemeichem is going on lifnei fonov also. It's going on Talmud Torah. K'demash ma'och, af al pi she'ein ha'noshim chayovois. So we see that there isn't a cheshben of noshi boi chay. Manavshef. V'shloim esotai seins is asal. The Talmud Torah ava mechavin en ami mehai taimi. Kert. The zicha chesh ben noshim boi chay, and we would really be mechayiv noshim betalmud Torah also. Eloi miyit kro behedye. But here I have an often a miyut. The chsiv ali mata moisam es b'neichem, loi es b'nei seichem. So memele, so this eichoche of noshi boi chay cannot be oiker the miyut. So memele, it's fafal. So legabi the chiyuv, I can't be marble from l'man yirbu yemeichem that noshim ha'mechuyiv v'limud ha'teire, since I have a miyut b'neichem v'loi b'nei seichem. Avol b'mezuzah d'leko miyut, but by mezuzah there is no miyut. Elo hekeishim. I want to patel noshim from mezuzah. Als the hekish t'limud ha'teire, my time is not l'meimah d'ein l'hakish. If I have a cheshbin as noshim boi chayi, so that is my chiyach, that we're not makish We are not makish mezuzah to Talmud Torah. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, Aini Rabbi. So the Gemara asked the Kasha here, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi said, Bavoin Bittul Torah, Bonov Shalod Meisim. And before Rabbi Yehuda said, Bavoin Dorim Bonov Meisim. So Taisa says, what's the problem? Could be, maybe there's two sibis. It's a stira. Before Rabbi said, Bavoy Nedorim. Now, when Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon said, Bavoy Nedorim, he said, Bavoy Nedorim Torah. Now he's disagreeing with him. He's being Meisim. That is true. But Bavoy Nedorim Torah also born of Meisim. The Brais is Nisha Meviacher, Konami Atanikam, the Koma Aloshen Hore, the Koma Iu Av Shoichlum Dvorim Shane Misukon. So, Mamela, then you could say it's Moise. He agrees with the first Pshat, and he's Moise of another Pshat. Aval hoche, if Rabbeinu HaKodesh holds that there are two reasons, came b'raise de la'el, de lo'ikoi atane kame, aval elamim ketnami ba'avoyin bitul teire. So he should have said ba'avoyin bitul teire also. Why did he say before? Before he was speaking alone. So there says Rabbi Yehuda Bavoy Nedorim Boni Meisim. They should say Bavoy Nedorim Bavoy Bitul Torah. So the Rishash asks on this Tosfos. He says he doesn't understand. Before Rabbi Yischoilek and Rabnosen said Bavoy Nedorim Meisa Isha Shalodom. So Rabbi says no. Bavoy Nedorim Meisa Bonov Shalodom. There's another Cheshbon of Bonov, but it doesn't have any shaykes with his machloikus with Rabnosen. So therefore, it wasn't necessary to mention before Bittul Torah. That's the Rishash's Kasha Antaisis. Pligi bo Rab Meir v'Rab Yehuda. Chad Omar. Agavuchu, we have a Gemara that is, we see how Chazal, the Posek in Kehelas, b'yoyim toiv ha'yei b'toiv u'b'yoyim ro re'ei. Mitzudis says pshat, b'yoyim ro, when things are going bad, when peronius come, re'ei, one should be mizboinen, the sibe, why this occurred. Zeh Shleim HaMelech izok. So, Chazal, dohom, tan given on the different peronius, they were mevara the sibe sadbor. Pligi bo rameye v'rab Yehud. Chad omar ba'avoin mezuze, v'chad omar ba'avoin tzitzis. We have Bonov Shalodom Meisim. Mishlam Lamandi Yomar Ba'avoin Mezuze. V'chsiv v'chsav Tamal Mezuze Yis Beisecho V'chsiv Basrei Laman Yirbu Yimeichem V'imei V'neichem. Elo Lamandi Yomar Ba'avoin Tzitzis Mai Taime. Where do we see that out the oven of tzitzis there's also Bonov Meisim? Omar Av Kahane V'teima Shilamori V'chsiv Gam bim nofayech, nimtzu, dam, nafshois, evyoinim, nekiyim. Ech nofayech, so Rashi says, bishvil knofayech, shebotalto mitzvah som, mavato the mitzvah from the idalic nofes, nimtzu alecho, choyves, dam, nafshois, evyoinim, nekiyim, bonim, ktanim, sheloi choto. That's ba'avoyin tzitzit. Zok Taisvis, davke bimeyem, shahoyu malbusheyem kach bi arba kantois. The tzuris hamalbish was that way. They were begodim of arba kantois. Hoyu nenoshim mishloi hoyu lam tzitzis, kidamuch gabom le maloche le rav ketine. So memeyle, so there is takan oinishaisis, why you not matal tzitzis? Amal hashtet. She'ein ha'oilim regilim b'malbushim ke'ilim. Ein tzorich liknoi, so there's no chiyuv to purchase such a beggar. There's no machayiv. So there's no oinish. אכתיב ליקנאי סטלס ארבוי חלו בכל יום. קדומה בסופר קמה דסויטה וחילך אל מפיריו ירץ המשה, אלא אומר מוישה מצווה שאוכל לקיים יסקיים על יודי. You see, the שאיפה of מוישה רבנו was that he should be, even though he was potter, but he wanted to be נכנס לחייב, to be, go over to ארץ ישראל, to מקיים the מצווה שתלו יש בארץ. אנחנו ויצוק אומר, למען דיום הבבואים מזוזה, נמי מהוכה. From this pasuk that you learned out, Bavoyin Tzitzis, it's also Bavoyin Mezuzah, because right afterwards it says, Loi b'machteres mitzosim she'osu psochim kemachteres. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, kemachteres, they made, their doors was like a machteres. A machteres is ein lo p'tzimin. A machteres is an entrance that a ganav digs out. Machteres is potom in mezuzah, because it's not a finished door. So, kim machteres, loy kim machteres mitzosim. What is pshat? Hochi yom akro. Loy kim machteres pischeyem mitzosim shleimim bepzimeyem. That's the reshash of the sagrais. I found their doors, it's not like a machteres. They have complete doors with the mezuzahs, with all the hardware, but without mezuzahs. Kal kol eilei kesi daikro bosa lo shavi kesi es b'neichem ksiv.